There's a certain feel in the Capitol at the end of a legislative session, unlike at any other time of the year. It's a frenzy. Leaders spend hours in closed-door meetings making final deals. Advocates rush around to make sure their programs are funded. Lobbyists frantically attempt to fight off measures they thought dormant. And then there's the announcements, like the one House Speaker Mike Madigan made just before the House was about to adjourn at 9:30 last night.
I've arranged with the clerk that the sponsorship of Senate Bill 1673 will be changed from me to Mr. Cross.
Sounds procedural, but it's game-changing. With that announcement, the Democratic House Speaker was effectively washing his hands of his proposal to overhaul state pensions and passing it off to the House Republican leader, Tom Cross. Much to unions' chagrin, there appears to be a consensus that Illinois has to rein in its soaring pension costs by reducing benefits for state and university employees and public school teachers. The sticking point has been over Madigan's insistence that state governments stop paying for professors and teachers' pensions and instead have the schools do it. Republicans have been equally adamant those costs not get shifted, as it could lead to higher property taxes and more expensive tuition. Madigan says he hasn't changed his mind, but he's letting Republicans have their way at Governor Pat Quinn's request. Here's how he described it last night.
I had an interesting meeting this morning with Governor Quinn, and I was surprised that the governor disagreed with me on the issue. He agrees with you. He agrees with the Republicans. He thinks that we ought to remove the issue of the shift of normal cost out of the bill. I disagree with the governor, but he is the governor. This is his request.
Republicans were shocked. Cross's spokeswoman says that was the first he'd heard of it. Cross will get the chance this morning to try and push through his version of a pension overhaul, one that reduces workers' benefits, but which contains no cost shift. Madigan's pension announcement came after the House Democrats spent hours passing their version of a new state spending plan, a spending plan that includes funding for all of the state facilities Governor Quinn wants to close. There's money to keep open the juvenile detention centers in Joliet and Murfreesboro, centers for the developmentally disabled in Chester and Jacksonville, the prison in Dwight, and the state's only supermax prison, TAMS.
It's a huge win for Southern Illinois when we get TAMS back in the budget and then all the adult transition centers, and then you have Murfreesboro, IYC Murfreesboro, that's going to be in there. So that equals a lot of jobs in Southern Illinois. And at a time right now where, you know, there's high unemployment down there already, we need every job we can get and every dime of revenue that we can get, particularly in TAMS. TAMS sets in Alexander County, which is the poorest county in the state.
That's Democratic Representative Brandon Phelps of Harrisburg, who says that to prevent TAMS closure, the budget includes money to repurpose the prison so it can house medium security inmates. Phelps says that solves three issues. It could alleviate overcrowding in other prisons. It'd appease human rights advocates who've protested what they say is the inhumane treatment of TAMS inmates, and it would save jobs. But only if Governor Quinn goes along with the idea.
Now, the still problem that we have right now is Governor Quinn could still come in and shut it down and pretty much not fund it.
While the House budget includes the money to keep TAMS and the other facilities open, Quinn still has the power to close any facility he wants. That has Republican Representative Jim Watson worried.
We are treading water.
The Jacksonville Developmental Center is a big employer in his district. Watson says the budget gives the governor a choice.
So the money can be used to keep it open, or it can be used to fund the transitions to close it.
Of course, before Quinn has those options, the budget still has to win approval in the Senate. That's no guarantee, but there are signs Democrats in the Senate are on board with the proposal. At the same time the House was debating its budget, senators were busy in committees, passing some of those seemingly impromptu pieces of legislation that come up at the end of session, including a pair of tax measures intended to dig up more money for education, which is part of the House budget. Here's Senator Jeff Schoenberg, a Democrat from Evanston.
The very fact that we've taken up closing those tax loopholes means that there's an active effort afoot to try to find some middle ground on education funding.
One proposal would tax oil companies that do business in Illinois for revenue they generate from oil derricks in the Gulf of Mexico. The other proposal creates a 5% fee on satellite TV service, mirroring a fee people pay for cable TV. Senate Republican leader Christine Rodonio says the last-minute legislation is irresponsible.
Heaven help the taxpayers. We have 27 hours left here. How many more taxes can we impose? I mean, this is unbelievable.
But Republicans Republican votes aren't needed to pass a budget, at least if everything gets done by the stroke of midnight. After that, a constitutional provision kicks in, requiring more votes to pass a budget, meaning the GOP would get a say. Here's betting Democrats will try hard to ensure that doesn't happen. Whatever problems Democrats have amongst themselves over how to trim the budget, that'd pale in comparison to the deeper cuts Republicans would demand. I'm Amanda Vinicky.